light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Who do you say that I am? Alleluia. You are the Christ of God. Alleluia. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold. On this, the eighth unequaled day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy. Yet from a dark and empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen. My vows to Adonai I will fulfill in the presence of all God's people. I trust in God even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe even when I cry out, everyone is lying. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name, and I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of all God's people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones perish and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My vows to Adonai I will fulfill in the presence of all God's people.
A reading from the second letter of Peter. We possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Know this, first of all, that there is no prophecy of Scripture that is simply a matter of personal interpretation, for no prophecy ever came through human will, but rather human beings moved by the Holy Spirit have spoken under the influence of God. Thanks be to God.
May our hearts be holy with Adonai, that we may keep the Torah and follow its commandments. May our hearts be holy with Adonai, that we may keep the Torah and follow its commandments. May God be with us as God was with our ancestors, that we may keep the Torah and follow its commandments. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. May our hearts be holy with Adonai, that we may keep the Torah and follow its commandments. Who do you say that I am? Peter answered, You are the Christ. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Who do you say that I am? Peter answered, You are the Christ.
Faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, you washed away our sins and restored our life. Make us always remember your wonderful works. You called us to be heralds of your good news. Make us strong and faithful messengers of your reign. Prince of Peace, send your spirit on the civic and economic leaders of the world. Turn their eyes and their hearts toward the poor and the suffering. Protect and defend those who are oppressed because of race, class, language, or religion. May each person be accorded the rights and dignity of their humanity. May all who died in your love share in your happiness. May those who grieve their passing know consolation and peace. O Great Spirit, you are our Shepherd Chief in the Most High Place. Your home is everywhere, even beyond the stars and moon. Whatever you want to be done, let it be done everywhere. Give us your gift of bread day by day. Forgive us our wrongs as we forgive those who wrong us. Take us away from wrongdoings. Free us from evil. For everything belongs to you. Let your power and glory shine forever. Amen. O risen Christ, by virtue of your passing over from death to life, pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts. Fill us with reverence and awe for you, and love, gratitude, and care for creation, mercy and compassion for our neighbor. For yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Great Spirit bless us and all of creation. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O